This is a production of Cornell University.
The button is pressed. I hereby call this meeting to order. It is Tuesday, August 27th, 2012, 4:34 p.m. in 401 Physical Sciences Building, and this is the first meeting of the University Assembly for the 2012-2013 academic year. Our first item is a call for late additions to the agenda. Are there any late additions? I did have, an inquiry for the staff. Are we going to review the minutes from the last meeting of last year at some point?
We'll have it for next time.
Okay, we will. Good. In that case, I guess we can move on to updates. And this update from Ari as to the results of the university hearings and review board appointments and processes.
Have they already been appointed and notified?
Yes. They're just after the same system we use for committees, so they get notified as they're appointed. I was just going to bring up the agenda, so that's all. Any other questions about
in that case, I guess we will. Anything else? Nope. Okay, in that case, our new business, the first order of new business, will be to elect an executive board. So I assume that we can go through, chair, vice chair, sixth secretary, then ranking member. I think that's operation, yes. So I guess we can start by electing or taking nominations for the chair. That sounds reasonable to people. Yes?
Just a point order across the section in the charter that deals with officer appointments, and it was supposed to come in closed session.
Okay.
Now, if you want us to say just that we handle the ballots and help with the counting.
Yeah, we definitely do. Yeah. Okay, so should we motion to ask the non-voting members to leave, with the exception of our the staff who will help us count the ballots? Okay.
Thanks for the pizza, guys.
Yeah, thank you for coming.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, enjoy your fun time. I will see you guys at another time.
Okay. Okay, so do we have please.
9. Oh no.
He also wants to do some more board introductions before we
are free to start introducing themselves if we want to go around the room so people might not. 9. I was kind of confused by that as well, actually.
We do have a quorum.
We do have quorum.
Yeah. I know 12 members are present.
Okay, so we're good. Okay, we have liaisons here.
No, you.
Okay, so I mean, I'm just suggesting that we just go around the room and introduce ourselves at this point, because we will be working together for the year, and that we'll know who's who as we go through this nomination and selection process. So maybe you want to start with Ned down that corner, work around.
Ned LaSalle, an employee, nominated from the employer assembly. But I worked for most of the Naples CIT and was on the expert committee last year also.
Hi everyone, my name is Joy. I'm a junior policy analysis and management major. This is my first year on the UA. I also serve on class council. It will be a pleasure working with you all.
I'm Eddie McNeilis, or Edward, whatever you want to call me. I'm a sophomore in ILR, and it's my first year here.
I'm Ari Epstein. I'm the assistant director of the assembly's office and support staff for the assembly.
And Amy O'Donnell from the assembly's office also.
I'm Bridget Schaffner. I work in residential and event services. I'm the executive vice chair of the employee assembly.
I'm Kyle Albert. I'm a doctoral student in the Department of Sociology. And I've been involved in GPSA since 2010 and been on UA since last year. And I was selected to, the reason why I'm sharing this meeting, by the way, just in case anybody is wondering, is because I was the interim chair for the summer. The people told me, oh, you'll just have to answer one email all summer and that's all you'll have to do. But, as soon as we get a new chair, that chair can take over these responsibilities. Of running this meeting, but meantime, yes, I look forward to working with you all this year, of course.
I'm Mitch Dean. I'm new president of the Graduate and Professional Student Assembly. I'm also a master's student in City and Regional Planning.
I'm Liz Newberry, and I'm in the Department of Communication, a PhD student, going into my third year, and I'm also from the GPSA.
I'm
Bob Parrott.
I'm a professor in urban atmospheric sciences. This is the last committee I was on, so you are just a judicial committee, welfare committee at the campus plan.
Great. So, as you see on the projector, there's the responsibilities of the chair that we're about to take nominations and vote for are outlined. I can read them out loud. The chair presides over meetings of the assembly, serves as a spokesperson of the assembly, and transmits any formal recommendations, resolutions, or reports issued by the assembly to the appropriate recipient. So if a resolution is intended for President Scorton, the chair would send that email.
And then does for information, does then each committee in itself elect its chair, or do we elect its chair?
You here today hopefully appoint the chair for you.
Gotcha.
So there's kind of a caucus. Is there a caucus among the members of that committee?
No, the committees don't choose their own chairs. The university assembly chooses a chair because the agenda of the committee should be coordinated with the university. The committee is created to advise the university assembly. The recommendations are.
No, it's a job.
Yeah. And that's another, you know, Robert rule.
I'm going to go committee by committee.
Some background on the committees themselves. The next meeting is once per semester. Generally, they'll meet at least once a month. They should have at least one public meeting per semester where anybody in the community can come forward and present issues of concern. They should submit meeting minutes to the vice chair for operations. They should prepare an annual report in April that summarizes what they did for the year. We can, with the chairs later, get into the details of how you can make a reasonable attempt to ensure members of the university community are informed about your agenda, which are the only ones we've set up to make that a pretty straightforward task. They should bring business items to the university assembly. Here we go. So three members of the UA should be appointed to each committee, and one of those is the chair. Is that any questions that are might be relevant to your decisions about who would be appointed to each committee? A person can be an officer or ranking member of the university assembly and be a chair of the committee. So that kind of cool role is permitted.
So do we just want to go committee by committee?
Yeah, sure. Let's start with the Judicial Code Standing Committee. Who is interested in the Judicial Code Committee? Codes and Judicial Committee. Who is interested in this committee?
Can I make one more note? Sorry.
Yeah.
That is definitely the most, historically, the most active committee in terms of workload and complexity. The Campus Code of Conduct is a very legalistic document, and the discussions about it become very nuanced.
And Ed? So Randy and Ed, right? Let's nominate a chair for the committee.
I think we need one more.
Oh, we need one more. Do we have a third member for this committee?
Can we postpone appointing it?
Think so. We have more people.
Okay.
If you didn't list
for
the chair, that would be
So, Ed, do you accept your nomination to be the chair?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Any objections? Congratulations, Ed. The second committee is
Campus Welfare Committee. Is anybody interested in this committee at this point? Can I put myself down this committee?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you bring up the description for them? Thank you so much.
Because we have to be in one, right?
Uh-huh.
We have to be in one.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is anybody else interested in the Campus Welfare Committee?
We can circulate that one.
Do we have
the new chair of that committee? That should be somewhere.
He's around though. We've seen him. He stopped in the office, so we could probably contact him.
So, do we have to vote for a chair at this point?
Be good. So I nominate Joy as chair.
You decline?
Good idea.
I would decline.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, there may not be, maybe too much on this. We're going to meet again in 2 weeks, so.
If I can't handle this in 2 weeks, is it possible to change the chair of the committee?
Yeah. I believe you can step down as chair of the committee, and then you would have to nominate it again.
Okay. So I will accept this nomination at this point.
Okay.
And I guess, is there any objections to me being the chair of the Campus Welfare Committee? I guess I'm the new chair. All right, Campus Infrastructure Committee. Who is interested in this committee? Yeah. Mitch, Kyle, and Robert. Wow, everybody else.
That's like an election.
Yeah.
Will you still like to be on the committee?
I may join the post.
We have Mitch, Kyle, and Bob, and Bridget.
I can withdraw. Do I have to be on a committee? Yes, let's see. No, there's three in each committee, so we might end up with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can be on it, that's fine. Okay. I'm glad it's fine. And,
Are you able to join?
I definitely can't be like that. Okay.
Can I nominate Kyle as chair?
Decline.
I nominate Mitch as chair.
Okay, wait a minute. So if nobody wants to be chair, I think I can handle chairing that. But
okay.
Then can there only be three members from the UA on it, or can there be?
Three
members can be appointed by the UA board.
Okay.
Additional members could be appointed from if they were from the right constituency by the respective. So, for instance, if there was another employee who was a member of the UA who was interested, if they were employed by the employee assembly then two spots for it. So.
That makes sense.
So
then do we need to only have three at this time, though?
Plus appointed. And if you find a replacement, I think you're able to step down.
The University Assembly may appoint three people from any constituency of one of the UA members, one of whom will be the chair. The first one who's appointed should be the chair.
So who wants to be the chair of the infrastructure?
Well, we know who doesn't want to be. So I'm willing to be chair, but then it means that somebody else needs to either step down or we need to vote on it.
I think we nominate a chair first, and I nominate Bridget as chair. Would you like to accept that nomination?
Yes.
Any objections to this nomination? All right, Bridget, you are now the chair of the Campus Infrastructure Committee, and now we appoint two other members onto this committee. So,
just a question?
Yes.
Are we really obliged to fill those positions right now with two people?
There are people missing. I don't think we have to fill all the vacant positions right now, but I think appointing the chairs was
But I think we do have interest in this committee, so
maybe.
And we have a diverse view of interest to people from the graduate students, faculty, and employees. So it would be good to round it out.
Right.
So does that mean we're still filling the spots?
We can, we might as well.
Yeah.
We have enough interest, I feel like we should vote and get it done. And then leave the ones that we couldn't fill for next time.
So I know Mitch and Kyle wants to be on the committee. Ned, do you still want to be on the committee?
I'll withdraw for now. If you all participate in the creation and merging because we have a document that we created last year at the end of the year. I've got plenty of community work.
So we still have Mitch, Kyle, and Bob.
Yeah.
Three people for two spots.
So, I guess we're holding an election?
Everybody needs to say something.
Would each member like to say something about why they want to be on this committee or withdraw their candidacy? Let's start with Kyle.
Two pieces, two names.
Oh.
Okay? Two names, one on each. Okay.
I don't know, I guess it kind of sounds cool. that's the honest answer. It's certainly a topic that I have some interest in. I was on a committee at the University of Washington a few years ago, back as an undergraduate, so we dealt with IT policy issues. It'd be kind of interesting to see how things are done here. But that said, I won't be offended or I won't throw a fit if people decide not to elect me, so... You know, it's your call. That's all I can really say.
I'm primarily interested in this, number one, because I'm a planner, and this is kind of my area of expertise and interest. And we also, one of the things we're doing as part of the graduate professional students this year is part of the Graduate Community Initiative Upgrade, or Upgrade and Update. I guess that's a better word. And I think this committee will delve into things that we didn't fully explore when we did the Graduate Community Initiative. And so I think I hope to be active as chair of the GCSA in writing and updating the GCI. And so I think it would make sense for to be on this committee to better explore those kind of external issues that affect all graduate students but may not be talked about on a day-to-day basis.
Bob?
Actually, I was very impressed. I think I don't really have anything. I've seen things come and go for a long time. But I don't really have a handle on what to do.
Does that mean you are retracting your nomination?
But we have paper now.
Yeah, Bob.
I put all the votes out.
That's a good answer.
So, I guess Bob retracts his nomination. So Kyle and Mitch is now on the Campus Infrastructure Committee.
Okay.
Congratulations,
everybody.
Yay. So is there now any other business on the floor?
The Associated Committees. And I have been serving on the Campus Planning Committee. And
status is not quite clear. So, there's a lot of people, I think, the president is doing him rather than your established committees. Although it's meeting this, I think it's September 7th or September 9th, is a Friday. It's probably happy to go to that meeting and be on the committee. Or somebody else is interested, I'll be happy to send my email to them to get them through.
Okay. Anybody opposed to
the campus planning committee?
Do we?
I'm sorry. For example, when all the stuff's going on in the hospital and all the police are cut down and stuff like that, I wrote a letter just saying, did I happen to have missed that meeting or was it stuff like that? And the answer was, please will be replanted.
Is this a committee where only one person could go, or can anybody who's interested could go?
Well, always anybody. The committee was, where it was more functional, people that were interested really went. And Nina, who set up the committee, staff the committee, made sure she touched base with everybody. Everybody was welcome and encouraged.
So, is this? I'm interested, obviously, in the campus planning committee. Is it supposed to be kind of like the planning commission for the university, or is it kind of a planning advisory board? Makes one wonder what the purpose of a master plan is if there's not some checks and balances.
I want to make a clarification, and I think that this will change as part of the overhaul. The associated committee has appointed its own chair in this case because they're chartered independently of the university assembly. They just have an associated relationship, and my understanding is that their chair, so the chair of the campus planning committee, or co-chair, in the case of things, serve ex officio as non-voting members on the university assembly. So the connection is their chair is now expected to be part of the university assembly meeting.
And we serve as a, we have a liaison.
Yes.
But
so they're now
they're
not a committee of the university assembly. Their committee meets their usually presidential charge. So they're only here campus planning and public safety advisory. And I think in both cases they don't have any slots that are directly staffed by the UA. They're staffed by they are appointed by the constituent network. So if you wanted to serve as a faculty representative to that group, go through the faculty senate rather than the UA. But then there's another provision that says if the positions aren't filled by September 1st, the UA can appoint people to accept.
Oh, and I can wait till next.
So my recommendation would be if UA members are interested to serve on those associated committees to go to the leadership of your constituent assembly, and I can tell you who that is and what assembly, what constituency you are.
I think there's one UA liaison.
that appears to have been removed. So instead of a UA liaison, the idea is that the chair of the committee will be a UA member, not a voting UA member, but the attendance of the meeting with the board at that point. In the composition for each one, it does not provide for a UA appointing member. And then there's also some other, the Public Safety Advisory Committee, the composition is based on state law. So that kind of limits the discretion the university has as to who to appoint and how to make those designations. And the same is true for the campus planning committee, that it doesn't have a position for a UA appointee.
I'll send you the time of the next meeting.
That'd be great. I'd like to check it out.
There is a building going up right now. That's around a number of years. That's Gates Hall. And I'm not really the planning committee weighed in on that. It's just that there's an example of where they are at the present time. It seems to me that what's hardly getting any news about it. And then there was a construction site. And I went by it several times, just over by for a few. And then someone said, oh, that's Gates Hall. Well, how about that? My recommendation would be to ask the chair of the campus planning committee.
Yeah.
Any other relevant party, send a letter to the client asking him who should be, who could come present on that topic.
Yeah.
I think that falls under the UA's informational authority regardless of the relationship with the planning committee.
See, the thing is, there's a whole lot of talk and preparatory kind of decisions that were made about where it could or couldn't go. For instance, where the ad site is one that was spoken of. And then it kind of disappears from view for a while. So it's kind of not a something that was brought up within a year, adjudicated and decided what the position was going to be by the end of the year, and then the university decided to do something. It went over like 5-6 years. So I'm not sure if we respect the current state of affairs, going from year to year to year. But the duration of the planning process is longer than it is. And it just
so I think unless there's any other business.
Is there any other business to bring to the floor? All right. I guess the meeting is adjourned at 5:23 p.m. Oh. Sorry.
No.
We can adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Okay. The meeting is now adjourned at 5:23 p.m.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.